We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. M. Ruto. This is episode number 43 of the Motivation Movement podcast titled Regret as a Motivational Tool. Hindsight is 2020. We've all taken the time to contemplate on how different our lives would be if we had taken a different path. If only I told her how I felt. If only I pursued that business venture. If I went on that cross-country trip with my buddies. If I tried out for that team. Everything would be just so perfect. We as humans have a habit of looking back on missed opportunities and fantasizing that, had we seized the moment, it could have set our lives off on an extraordinarily amazing alternative course. But that's nonsense, of course. If you don't honestly examine the reasons and actions that led to your feeling of regret, you'll never be able to come to grips with your current reality. What exactly is regret, though? Dr. Samyak Jain, psychiatrist, explains, "Regret is an emotion which is produced whenever there is a disparity between our aspirations, values, principles, and our actions. Whenever we fail to act in accordance with our aspirations, the negative emotion of regret is produced. Regret is a powerful emotion and can be used as a source of inspiration. Rather than being down and out over a past decision, it's possible to channel your regret as an uplifting, creativity-inspiring force in your life. Through the understanding of past experience, we're able to grow from our mistakes and take new approaches towards particular situations in the future." Today's quote is short and sweet from Kierkegaard, who was a Danish philosopher, theologian, poet, social critic, and religious author who's widely considered to be the first ever existentialist philosopher. The quote goes like this: "I see it all perfectly. There are two possible situations. One can either do this or that. My honest opinion and my friendly advice is this: do it or do not do it. You will regret both." Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Woulda, coulda, shoulda syndrome affects us all differently. Regret totally drains some of us. It slows us down, while others thrive from that same feeling of regret and are excited to become better from the emotion. The cure for anticipating regret isn't overthinking, and it isn't intense contemplation. It's actively pursuing solutions and new ideas for how to deal with matters in the future. Self-reflection is key, but the challenge is to not become reattached to the source of regret when examining it. Also, as silly as it sounds, it's important to be kind to yourself when performing this self-assessment on your past decisions. In a study performed by researchers at UC Berkeley, analyzing the effects of acceptance and forgiveness showed that self-compassion led to a greater personal improvement. Self-compassion, aka being kind to yourself, as described a few moments ago, spurs positive adjustment in the face of regrets. The researchers recruited 400 adults and asked a portion of them to identify their greatest regret and write about it with understanding, empathy, and self-compassion. A number of the participants wrote about cheating on their significant other, strained relations with their parents, and more. Another segment of the group were asked to detail their regrets from a different perspective, from a place of self-esteem, concentrating on their positive personal qualities. The control group simply described a hobby. Afterwards, they surveyed all the participants, and the group who had taken the self-compassionate perspective reported significantly more inspiration for self-improvement versus the participants in the other two groups. So, in conclusion, my final thought for today is that the next time you experience a painful moment, record how you're feeling afterwards, the regrets you had, the wishes you were making, and the promises you made to yourself. Stop obsessing. Overthinking about something in your past can hold you back from enjoying life in the present. It's much more helpful to have interrogative self-talk than a negative internal dialogue. When you're inundated with regret, ask yourself the following questions in this order. What emotions are you feeling right now? Why are you so disturbed by this feeling? How could you have handled the situation better? What will you do to never let this happen again? You need to learn to get better at accepting blame as well. There's something empowering about saying, "I messed up and I accept the consequences." It helps you forgive yourself and move on from regret. Also, remember to embrace impermanence. Everything in life is not permanent. You have the power to control your emotions, change your situation, and grow as a human being. That is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag The Motivation Movement on social media. Tag at Mruto. Don't forget to visit my new website, mruto.com. I want to hear your raw, uncut, and unfiltered feedback. Do not hold back. I'm not very sensitive. I can take the criticism, and I very much appreciate it. If you come across a great quote you'd like to hear me talk about, please share it. Tune in for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.